Hey y'all, good morning to you, good morning to you. Hey Nia, hey Jerrica, hey Masa, good morning to you. Ooh, come on. Aisha and Quita, good morning. How y'all doing? Oh. Where we at? Okay. Let me do some sharing and then you do some sharing. Join us. Come on, I got a whole little song. I've been on music all morning. Join us, come on. Join us, come on, y'all. Join us. I'm about to get somebody to make me a little theme music we can play in the morning. Join us, yeah, come on now. Join us. We need somebody to sing us a little theme music in the morning. Join us. That would be cute. Join us, come on, y'all. See, you like it. Join us. You gotta have friends with your vibe. That's all I'm gonna say. You gotta have friends with your vibe. Join us. Come on. We're gonna get us. Join us. Yeah, Jerrica. See, Jerrica, get it too. Hey, say happy Friday. Join us. Come on. Join us. Join us. Yeah, that's gonna be it. Join us. It would, Nia. I ain't singing it. We gotta find somebody to sing it. Join us. And then we got to put a little hip hop in it. We got to get a little rap in it. So we got to have somebody sing, join us. Come on, y'all, in the comments. Join us. All right, get it with me. Join us. Come on, y'all. Good morning. Join us. That's it. I just found my little theme song. I told Josiah I want a song. So I'm going to ask Joe. He can compose some digital stuff. Let's join us. Come on. Join us. Good morning. Come on. Join us. Yeah. Join us. Come on, y'all. Share it. Join us. Hey, join us. Oh, my God. Join us. That's going to be our little thing. So, and then we bust something in there about coffee and conversation and sipping at six. Come on. Oh, y'all, my aunt just got on and she can really, really sing. Y'all pray for me to have favor with Cheryl Mack. And maybe we can pull her on the mic and she can sing, join us. And then my cousin, Sonya Washington, she can really, really sing too. Maybe I can get a clip for both of them going, join us. Come on. Join us. Join us. I'm talking about both of them can blow. Join us. Come on. Join us. Yeah, we can get them to sing. Join us. And then I can get a rap. I can give a sip and get Keyshawn to do us a rap about sipping at six and coffee and conversations. Hey, this is better than what I was singing at first. First this morning, first of all, I was singing I Believe, this Believe Again by Alex Geiger. And then Believe Again by Alex Geiger turned into Apple Bottom Jeans, Boots with the Fur. Got the whole world looking at her. Hit the pump. Gotta go low. Hey, listen, I gotta be my authentic self. So, Adora, I went from praising the Lord. Gotta go low. Hey, he know me. Happy Friday, y'all. Welcome to Coffee and Conversations with Niecy. It was serious, too. I was getting Boots with the Fur. She got the whole world looking at her. Come on, y'all. Happy Friday. Put that in the comments. Thank you, Auntie, for giving us that. Come on. Happy Friday. Put that in the comments. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. That's what we're going to have today. We're going to have a happy Friday. And the reason it's going to be a happy Friday is because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Woo! Hey, Arnetta, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Come on, say that too. Happy Friday. And then put the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hey, Katina, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Come on, y'all. It is our strength. We find our strength in God. We find our peace in God. We find our joy in God. Can I tell you something? We even learn how to love because of God. God is love, and we learn how to love. I got my Wonder Woman cup today. Anytime I pull out one of my superhero cups, I'm reminded of my superpower, and my superpower is love. So we're going to walk in love today. We're going to talk in love today. We're going to act in love today, right? Because God is love. The whole kingdom is built on love. You were made in love. You're not an accident. You're not an orphan. I don't care how your parents had you. You were made in love. You were made and formed from God's love. And when you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, oh my God, a portion of his love was poured into you. Ooh, poured into your life. So baby, you can't help but to love and to be love and to walk in love. So I hope today that you find a supernatural strength. Come on, y'all. Oh my God, I hope today that you find a supernatural strength, that whatever it is that's been plaguing you, trying to weigh you down, some of you guys have been so weighty, like weighted by life, weighted by your circumstance, weighted by your situation. And here the Lord is presenting to you, woo, let me take that weight off of you. Woo, come on. If that's you, just write in the comments or write in your notes, Lord, I need you to take the weight off me. Woo, come on, y'all. Lord, I need you. Here the Lord is. Before you take, I'll take the, Lord, I need you to take the weight off of me. Lord, I need you to take the pressure. Thank you, Mana. Thank you so much. Lord, I need you to take the pressure off me. Lord, I need you to take the weight off me. Lord, I need you to, I need you to increase my capacity to turn things over to you. It's not, some of us are weighty, not because God wants us weighty. Some of us are weighty because we keep carrying a weight. Oh my God. We keep carrying a weight that he did not. I love that. Miss Andrew said, we are family. I got all my sisters with me and my brothers. Come on. So, Lord, I need you to take the weight off me. And it's not that God hasn't wanted to take the weight off you. It's just you've been trying to carry stuff on your own for way too long. Woo! Come on. Come on. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You've just been trying to carry stuff by yourself for way too long. So we're going to petition and ask the Lord today, Lord, take the weight off me. Woo! Lord, take the weight off me. And then guess what we're going to do? Through the word of God. Oh my God. Guess what we're going to do? The word of God. As we ask him to take the weight off of us, what we're going to do is we're going to find some scriptures. Come on, y'all. We're going to find some scriptures that puts us in a place, in a position. Come on, for the weight to be taken off. Lord, I thank you for taking the weight off your people. Woo! I thank you, Father God, this morning that we cast our cares on you. Woo! Come on, come on, come on. Come on, we're getting ready to cast them. We're getting ready to cast them. Whatever it is you've been carrying, whatever it is that has made you heavy, we're going to cast our cares. We're going to cast our cares. 1 Peter 5:7. Y'all rock with me this morning. Thank you, Lord God. Come on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Come on. Declare this over you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. My God, the great one lives inside of you. Greater is he that is in me than he is in the world. So 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety. Woo! Come on. Y'all ain't gonna, come on, y'all. We ain't fooling with this morning. We ain't carrying this no longer. We ain't being burdened by this no longer. Today is the day that you release, woo, and receive. Because anytime you release to the Father, you always receive what you need. Come on. This morning, I am releasing. Woo! Some of y'all been carrying the weight of relationships. Some of y'all been carrying the weight of children. Some of y'all been carrying the weight of your marriage. But this is the morning that you're going to release. Come on. Come on, come on. And you got to do it by faith. You're going to release. Oh, my God. And you are going to receive. You're going to receive the strength. You're going to receive the joy. You're going to receive. You're going to tap into the grace this morning. You've been trying to tap into your own power. You've been trying to tap into your own strength. Satan wants to keep you in a place where you keep looking back. Woo! So you can't move forward. Oh my God. Satan wants to keep you in a place so that you keep looking back, so that you won't look forward. Oh my God. Come on now. So in 1 Peter, Peter has written to them, and there's all kinds of great things that he has given the church. He's talked to them about the household of God. And as he concludes this 1 Peter chapter, he tells them first, he says, humble yourself. Woo, come on. Can I tell you something? I am not humble if I carry it. Woo, oh my God. Can I just help you with something this morning? I am not humble. I pray you might not even know you were prideful in that area because you've been trying to carry what you were never created to carry. I am not humble. Come on, y'all. If I am carrying it, woo, come on. He says, so humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. He says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. That's what he says. He says, so that he may exalt you at the proper time. And he said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God so he can exalt you at the proper time, right? So then the next part, he says, then cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. Can I tell you what happens when we carry our cares? When we carry our cares, we cannot be sober-minded. Woo! When we carry our cares, yeah, not be sober-minded. You ought to be sick of wrestling with the same thing over and over and over and over again. And the reason the enemy wants you in this cycle, ooh, come on, we're getting a release, and then we're going to receive today. We're going to release it, and we're going to receive. The enemy wants you in this cycle because he wants you aggravated and weighted down, because he knows if you're aggravated and weighted down, then you won't worship. Ooh, come on, y'all. He knows that if you're aggravated and you're weighted down, then you won't worship. You won't offer up a sacrifice of praise. So this morning, 1 Peter is saying, look, cast all your anxiety on him. Cast all your, because he cares for you, right? Let him carry it. Ooh, put that in the comments. Let him carry it. Ooh, come on. Let him. Stassi said, let me carry it. Ooh. He said, if you cast all your cares on me, I'm the one that cares for you. So I'm going to take that weighty thing, ooh, and I'm going to turn it into what it's supposed to be, because I have a good and prosperous plan for you. Oh my God, there is nothing. I need you to hear me. There is nothing, absolutely no situation, absolutely no sin. Ooh, come on, I'm going to help somebody this morning. You're going to even give him your sins. Come on. I'm going to help somebody this morning. You're going to give him your sins. You know that thing you keep picking up that you tried to put down multiple times again and again? You're going to even place that secret thing that don't nobody know you do. You're going to place that at his feet too. you're going to place that at his feet too. You're going to, this morning, you're going to, that thing you do that don't nobody really know you do, that's been weighing you down too, you're going to put that at his feet, because he wants that. He wants your brokenness. He wants all the mess. He wants you to bring that to his feet. He wants you to bring that to him as well. So let's look at this. If we start talking about a burden, right? A burden that could be something that's causing you to worry, and ain't got something that's causing you to worry. A burden could be your child going off to school. Y'all know Josiah's getting ready to leave for college. A burden could be you being a single parent, and it causes you to stress often. A burden could be your supervisor at your job. A burden could be something going on in your marriage. A burden could be something going on in your health, and your mind keeps returning you to a place of worry. And your mind keeps returning you to a place of anxiety. God needs to handle the situation so he can bring you the favor. Woo! Come on. God needs to handle the situation so he can bring you the favor. God needs to handle the situation so he can bring you the grace. Woo! Lord, be my shield, my fortress, and my reasonable portion today. God needs to handle the situation so he can bring you a favor. This could be something that you carry mentally, right? Physically. My God, the sickness you carry. But God needs you, to hand him the burden today so that he can release the favor. He needs you to handle the burden today so that he can give you the grace. Oh, come on. My God, y'all. Oh, my God, my God. He needs to, come on, come on, come on. He needs, see, sometimes we pleading for God to take something away, but we really not casting it and putting it and positioning it in his hands so that he can really release the favor. When Paul was dealing in 2 Corinthians with the thorn on his side, I think that's 12 and 9, and he was like, look, I pleaded three times. First of all, he said the Lord gave it to him, but he said, I pleaded three times for it, because it could be God allowed. It don't mean God caused the affliction or the sickness. That's not how God responds to his people, because we're under the blood. But it could be God allowed that's proofing and teaching you something, right? So Paul said, he said, I pleaded for him to remove this thing from me three times. And some of us have been begging for God, but we ain't did our part, which is cast the care. Since I pleaded for him to remove this three times. And the Lord says to him, my grace. And grace and favor are exchangeable. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is going to do some work in you. Ooh, come on. My power is going to do some work in you. And where you weak, I'm going to make you strong. Oh, my God. Perhaps the problem is that I have had to be strong all my life. Come on, y'all. Probably, what if some of the problem is I've had to be strong all my life? Because you keep trying to show up strong because I'm a soldier. I'm going to handle this. I'm going to do this. And the position in this for you to receive the power to work in your life, the grace and the favor, is simply you release. You stop trying to control it. You stop trying to make it happen. You stop trying to put it in your own terms and at your own time. Come on now. So whatever the burden is, whatever, these words were written in 1 Peter 5:17 to suffering saints, right? They were suffering. They were experiencing extreme persecution, intense suffering, and not necessarily because they were doing anything wrong. Woo! They were living out their faith in humility and in righteousness, right? And Peter was trying to say, look. Somebody say, look. Rosalind say, look. Somebody say, look. Peter was like, look. No matter what, come on, Holy Spirit. No matter what you're going through, Katina. No matter what you're going through, Jasmine. No matter what you're going through, Dietrich. No matter what you're going through, Mana. No matter what you're going through, Shanquita. No matter what you're going through, Tina. Peter was like, look. All your worry, all your anxiety can be put on the Lord. Ooh, come on. He said, because he cared for you. He cares for you. He cares for you. I don't bother. See, you don't understand your righteousness when you won't bother the Lord. Ooh, hi, Sheroku. You don't understand your righteousness when you don't want to bother. I won't bother the Lord with this because somebody made you feel unworthy or bothersome, or somebody didn't understand the value of who you are. So you don't position yourself before your Father rightly, and you come as if you a pauper and not a son of God. You come as if you estranged from God. The only time you act like that is when you don't know who your daddy is. The only time you act like that is when you know this. You cannot compare God to your earthly parents. This is a different type of God. He moves different. He shakes different. He forgives us when we don't forgive ourselves. He is looking, my God, for better for us. Come on now. So here we are dealing in a circumstance situation. And Peter's like, look, everything you carry, everything you carry can be placed on the Lord. Woo! Come on. Everything you carry can be placed on the Lord. So today we're gonna do some placing. we're gonna do some placing so that we can be anchored, so that we can stop being disturbed over a thing that really just needs God's grace and favor, that really just needs God's power on it. You've been struggling with it because ain't no power with it. Ooh, come on, Lord. And the devil had you running around in circles so you can tire yourself out, missing what is what is given to you as a benefit for being a child of God. Ooh, come on, come on, come on. David encouraged the same thing, Psalms 55 and 22. He says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, ooh, and he shall sustain me. Come on, y'all. Let me tell you what sustain me. He said, cast my burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain me. Ooh, you've been sustaining yourself for so long. Can I tell you what it looked like when you sustain yourself? You have plugged into the power. Come on now. When the Lord sustains you, he strengthens, supports physically and mentally. Another word for sustain is comfort. Another word for sustain is help. Another word for sustain is assist. Another word for sustain is encourage. Another word for sustain is support. Woo! Another word for sustain means God gonna see you through. Come on, can you say that? God is going to see me through. Woo! Come on. God is going to see me through. So God is going to become the source. Woo! Thank you, Lord, of support that you need. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. May wisdom, knowledge, and understanding come to you in this very moment, how you've been trying to sustain and support yourself when God desires to support and to see you through. Woo, come on now. God is like, it is time out for you to, how is this going to work? It don't matter how it's going to work. God going to make it work. If he called you to it, he caused it to happen. God is going to make it work. I'm throwing every burden and every care on Jesus because he cares for me. God got to handle this situation. When it's too big for me, remember I told you, if you can't possess it or hold it in your hands, then it's too big for you. Come on. This too big for you. You've been trying to carry stuff that only the heavyweight can keep. Ooh, Jesus. You've been trying to carry stuff that only the heavyweight can carry. Ooh, my God. You've been trying to handle stuff that only the heavyweight can carry. Oh, my God. You've been trying to deal with things that only the heavyweight. He's created. Ooh, he's our burden bearer. He's created. Ooh, come on, Lord. He is created to carry heavy things. He is created to carry the weight of your problems. He is created to carry it. So you need to carry. You need to cast your cares. Ooh, my God. Come on. You need to cast your cares. So do me a favor. We're going to pause. Ooh, come on. Come on. And I'm going to add right now in the name of Jesus, Father, where our past failures, disappointments, mistreatments, and mistakes have hindered us from trusting you. Woo! My God, we want to get to know you better so that we become familiar with the character of God, so that we don't confuse you with anyone else, so we can't cast our cares. You need to release that because it's real. Past hurts, past disappointments, mistakes, you've been mishandled. Somebody done mishandled you before. Somebody done mishandled you. And when that happens, it's hard. It's like there's a wall up between us and the Lord. But the Lord is not creating the wall and the barrier. The fear, the anxiety, the worry, whatever it is that doesn't allow you to properly plug in, that's what's creating the wall and barrier. And here God is today saying to you, woo, I need you to give me that. So pause. I don't know what your that is. We're going to pause for just a second. We can do this. We can be official. I don't know what your that is. I don't know if you got a series of that. But I want you to do this in the physical so that it goes with you into the spiritual. I need you to pause for just a second. Make you a mental note. Write it on your paper. Can I tell you something the Lord told me yesterday? I was in the bathroom brushing my teeth, and he said, there's still a level of worry that you have over your children. I need you to give them to me. That's what he told me. He said, there is still a level of worry that you have over your children. I need you to give them to me. I need you to really, 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 Lakeisha, trust that I got them, even if things don't go the way that you think that they should. You got to trust. You gotta I need you to trust me at a different level with your children. There's a level that you don't trust me with your children yet. And so I had to pause and say, oh my God, first of all, forgive me. Because I know you're really their father. I'm only a surrogate to who you are. Forgive me for not trusting you with them. These are precious possessions, precious jewels, but they don't even belong to me. They belong to you. And so forgive me for worrying over who belongs to you. The same God that directed my path, the same, because see, sometimes we don't want our kids to go through nothing. I don't want my kids going through nothing. But the same God, when I was going through stuff that directed my path, it's the same God that's going to direct their path. It's the same God that's going to pull them out of trouble. It's the same God that's going to heal them. It's the same God that's going to protect them. It's the same God that's going to keep them. So maybe it's your children. You're going to put your children, you're going to write them on this piece of paper. I want you to write it on a separate piece of paper. You're going to write it on a piece of paper. It's like children. Here we go. It's my children. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe you haven't learned to trust God as your source. Maybe you don't understand that he will supply all your needs according to your riches and glory. Maybe you've only learned how to work hard all your life, and you thought your work was producing what you need, and you didn't know that if you were properly tapped into the source, that God would do absolutely everything that he needed. And even when it seemed like you were being stretched, that God had a plan in action to provide for you. He took Elijah by the brook and took him over to see the widow. Come on now. He always had a plan. When he sent the disciples out, he said, don't take nothing with you because you're out doing my work, right? So maybe it's your finances and you haven't learned how to fully trust God with your finances. It's a carry that you, maybe somebody's generational worry. Somebody taught you how to worry over money. This morning, I want you to take your finances and put them on the list because he cares for those too. Matthew 6, he says, look, he said, don't worry about what you're going to wear and what you're going to eat and what you're going to do. I don't want you to put no time in that. Because if you put time in that, you'll chase that instead of chasing me. He ain't say that, but he said that. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. He ain't say that, Crystal, but he said that. He said, I don't even want you to put your time and effort in what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat, where you're going to live. I don't want you to put no time in that. Because if you spend time on that, then you'll chase that instead of chasing me. Woo! He said, you're going to chase that instead of chasing me. Woo! My God. My God. He told him early in Deuteronomy, he said, let there shall be no other God before me. And he knew and set those rules in place because he knew if they chased that, or if they followed that God, that they wouldn't follow him. Maybe it's marriage or your singleness. Come on now. And you've been carrying that too long. You've been carrying your marriage because it ain't turned out the way you thought. Just y'all give me just a few more minutes and then we're going to pray. Maybe it's your marriage. It didn't turn out the way you thought. And it ain't show up the way you thought. It ain't happening the way you thought. It ain't running on all cylinders. It ain't the fairy tale they promised us. It ain't looking like you thought it would be. Even though God has a specific, most of us, I need to do a teaching on this. Most of us have done, don't even understand the assignment or the ministry of marriage. And what marriage is supposed to look like, because we still chasing a fairy tale. Maybe you still chasing the fairy tale of marriage. Maybe in your singleness, you think marriage gonna complete you or make you whole. And it's just part of your story. It's just a line, a chapter in your story that has to do with God getting the glory. Maybe that's the thing that you have carried too long. Maybe it's your brokenness that happened after marriage. Maybe it's the weight of the divorce. Maybe I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, he got that too. Like he, as a matter of fact, he told the church, he said, I'm the bride. You my bride and I'm the bridegroom. Woo! That's what he told the church. He said, you my bride. Woo! And I'm the bridegroom. He often tells me in my prayer time, I'm your kinsman redeemer. Come on now. I'm your kinsman redeemer. Maybe if you're young enough, because I have young people watch the devotional. Maybe your problem is not the marriage, not the finance, not your children. Maybe it's school. Maybe you young enough in school, or maybe it's paying for your children for school, or maybe it's your children in school. Maybe your kids are not successful in a particular academic area and you see yourself as a failure, but really it's just life. Life be life. Maybe that's your issue. Maybe you need to put that on the list this morning so you can cast that over on him too. Maybe it's your health, right? Like, maybe it's your health. Maybe your health, you've been plagued with something for a really, really long time, and your body likes to trick you, like God can't heal or God can't touch or God can't sustain you while you're dealing with this. And God can sustain and God can heal. Maybe that's what you're dealing with. Maybe it's a mental. Maybe you suffer depression. Maybe you suffer from anxiety or worry, and you sick. See, sometimes we'll carry the worry. We'll worry about the worry. I don't want to be worried like this. I don't want to be anxious like this. I don't want to be depressed like this. That's fine. That's got to be given to him too. Woo, come on. That's got to be given to him. Maybe it's your parents. Maybe your parents getting older. Maybe you're concerned about them leaving here. But I'm just going to remind you, to be absent with the body from the body is to be present with the Lord, right? Maybe you're too concerned about your parents' care because you done took a loss at another season in your life. But to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Maybe if I stop being so consumed with their lives, the Lord can come in and do the favor and do the grace and do the mercy and heal and touch and deliver. Maybe if I stop thinking I gotta be the person in position to handle everything, well, if I ain't there, everything gonna fall apart. Baby, it's falling apart even with it in your hands. It's falling apart even with it in your hands. It's falling apart, because if it wasn't falling apart, your direct care wouldn't be anxiety, fear, and worry. Ooh. That's enough. Whatever your care is, I need you to put it down on paper. I need you to seal it. I'm finna pray for you. I'm finna pray for your strength to let these things go. I need you to put it on paper. I need you to fold it up. I need you to seal it. I need you to put it on paper. I need you to fold it up. I need you to seal it today, because symbolically, you can release this stuff. Whatever it is you've been carrying, you can release symbolically. We finna give Jesus something to do in our lives, because we've been doing for too long. We finna get Jesus. We finna ask the Lord for the mind of Christ to be able to walk in another level of kingdom, so that we stop, because it's really like walking in circles, so that we stop roaming in the wilderness of our mind. The enemy has had you plagued for so long that you are roaming in the wilderness of your mind, repeating the same things over and over again. This stuff is trying to drive you insane, when the Lord is simply saying to you, I don't want you to pick this up again. And you might have to come back to this multiple times. I'm just telling you. And I had to tell you, my aunt did this for me. My aunt Sheila, she went to be with the Lord a few years ago. And I was a chronic worrier, and the Lord was just using her in my life. It's probably in 2014. 15, the Lord was just really using her in my life to mentor me. And she started teaching me spiritual warfare. She just started teaching me. And she said, I want you to get you a something for Jesus to do box. So I need you to get you a something for Jesus to do box. She said, a little something you can put. And every time something plagues or bothers you, and see, for me, having a physical thing helps me connect, right? She said, I need you to get you a something for Jesus to do box. And I just took an old shoebox and I wrote something for Jesus to do on there. And I put some scriptures. I always put scripture with whatever I'm carrying. I often put scriptures with whatever I carry. And I wrote on there. I just started writing. Anytime something looked like I was muddling it or repeating in my head, I write it. I fold it up, put it in my box under Jesus. So then when it started trying to come up again, I said, I already gave that to the Lord. It is not for me to worry over it. I already gave it to the Lord. And if it needs instructions, and if it needs wisdom, and if it needs knowledge, if it needs understanding, I already gave it to the Lord. I already gave it to the Lord. So I'm through carrying what belongs to the Lord, because it's falling through my hands anyway. And then when it falls in through my hands, the intensity to try to pick it back up and put it back together again is almost driving me insane. Y'all, come on. The intensity to pick it back up and put it back together again is almost driving me insane. Ooh. So I'm going to pray to release so we can receive. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your daughters, your sons have carried things for way too long that you did not intend for us to carry. So this morning, Lord God, whatever the carry is, whether it be children, whether it be finances, whether it be marriage, whether it be singleness, whether it be health, whether it be school, whatever the care is, Lord God, whatever the care is, we are bringing it to you. We need your help. We don't want to care for it any longer. This thing has almost driven some of us crazy. This thing has almost had us in cycles and patterns that are not even allowing you to be God in our life. Father God, forgive us for not being humble enough to bring you every circumstance and every situation. Forgive us, Father God, for not looking for the tangible presence. Forgive us, Father God, for choosing worry over worship. Now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we release our children, our finances, our health, our marriages, school, the burden of worrying over work. We release it over you today in the name of Jesus. And we receive your grace and your favor to be applied to every circumstance and situation. Let favor cause the needs to be met. Woo! Let favor work in the relationships. Let favor go before us and be our rear guard. Let favor, come on, my God, let your grace be seen and evident in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo! In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Ain't that good? Isn't that good? Oh my God, the Lord God knows exactly what we need. He knows what we need. He knows what we need. So Lord God, thank you, Father God, for supplying all our needs today. God met your spiritual need today. And you just received this. Mark this day down. Mark this day down. Take this day. Mark it down. Take the date. Mark it down today. Friday, May 12th, 2023. I cast the day of care I have on the Lord. And then when the enemy tries to get you to pick it back up, May 12th, 2023, I already gave that to God. He's going to work it out. He's going to work it out. He's going to deal with it. He's going to bring it to pass. He's going to cause the vision, the dreams. He's going to cause the favor. He's going to cause the doors to open. He's going to cause the resources to come in. He's going to cause it. He's going to cause it. He's going to cause it. He has it. He's going to cause it. Lord, I thank you that this word is refreshing your people today and that they are receiving the fullness of who you call them to be in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Two things. Two, do me a favor. Partner with us. Partner with us today. Like if this ministry has been a blessing with you, partner with us. Come into partnership with us. Go over to the website, lmjministries.org, and give there. No seed is too small. Or Cash App us, $LMJMINISTRY. No seed is too small. Partner with us. Partnering with us helps us to continue to get the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world. Partnering with us helps us with Feed the Streets and the programs and the things with single moms. Partner with us. Partner with us today. Partner. Just don't even leave. Partner with us. You can give after the devotional. And let me bless your partnership. Let me bless it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we believe we receive jobs, better jobs, raises, bonuses, benefits, sales, commissions, settlements, estates, inheritance, interest, and income, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, gifts, surprises, lost, money found, bills paid off, debts demolished, royalties received. We receive God's grace to walk in overflow and a fulfillment. I was praying that for y'all this morning. God just said, pray overflow in their lives, overflow spiritually, overflow financially, overflow in health. I am under an open heaven. I declare the glory of God. I declare the manifested presence of God. I declare the goodness of God. Therefore, we expect to receive more out of heaven than ever before. We are surrounded by favor and we receive our harvest by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. My last thing to you is if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I want this to be your moment. I want this to be your moment. I want you to be your moment to accept Jesus. I want you to, this is what's going to change your life. This is what has changed in my life. The redemptive power of his love working in my life daily. If that's you, repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a savior. I'm asking you to come into my life and to take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you prayed that prayer, send us an email, info@justbeinglmj.com, and we're going to send you resources and material. Ooh. Y'all see that? 30 days of prayer. Go get your copy. I don't care if you don't have children. Pray for the children in your neighborhood. For those of y'all, man, books been selling almost every day. Thank y'all for supporting. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for giving it to others. When you get your books, tag me in it, right? Tag me in it. Can I tell you something Miss Sandra just said? She said she's seen her finances turn around from the seeds that she has sown into this ministry. It is a very good place to sow. That's not propaganda. That's the truth. The kingdom of heaven works on seed time and harvest. And whatever you do in heaven with heavenly things, it's going to happen for you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be loved today. Let somebody else experience the love of God through you. Go be loved today. I am, ladies, prayer call in the morning. So excited. So excited. Thank you for that, Teresa. Teresa, thanks me for sowing into y'all. Thank you for that, Teresa. It is my honor to serve you. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. For those of you who have lost your mothers, especially my circle, tomorrow we're going to pray for y'all and lift y'all up. But remember to find and choose joy. And I'll see y'all back next week. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.